Hi, you're listening to Dad.fm. I'm Adam Cohn from DadaRocks.com.
And this is Drew Bennett from BenSpark.com.
This is Jeff Bogle from OWTK.com.
And tonight we're talking about our fatherhood segment, so sit back, relax, and enjoy a fine bourbon. Who drinks bourbon anymore? Do you drink bourbon? I don't drink bourbon. But we're talking about putting the kids to bed, and then maybe enjoying a glass of bourbon, or wine, or something. I don't know. But let's talk about getting the kids to bed. Drew, how do you deal with getting the kids to bed?
Oh, getting the kids to bed. Okay, so we have a couple different ways that it happens, because there's a couple nights that my wife's not here. There's a couple of nights that I'm not here because of my crazy schedule. And because during the week, Allison goes out and does a few things. She goes knitting. So on Tuesday nights, which is tonight, it's perennial. It's evergreen. But anyway, tonight was a Tuesday. And a typical Tuesday for me is I have Andrew all day long. And Allison and Eva don't get back until after dinner. So Eva cuts back from dance. Her dance teacher brings her back. And if I'm lucky, on a Tuesday night, Andrew will be asleep when she gets home. I'm not lucky. So he is usually up by the time she gets home. Our kids are early to bed kids. So they've always been had a bedtime around 7 o'clock, 7:30. 8 o'clock, 8:15 gets a little late for them, which is fine, because they sleep a solid number of hours, and we get up and ready to go for the day, and they go all day long. As far as the schedule, if it's bath night, it's been at the new house, it's been Allison doing the tubby time. At the old house, I did a lot of the tubby time with Eva. And then when Andrew came along, he was so difficult in the tub that I got very, very frustrated that I have a hard time doing the tubby stuff with him. He would yell and scream, and I would yell and scream. The boy makes me scream and yell, and I hate it about myself, that he gets me so frustrated sometimes that I scream at him, like, why are you yelling at me about this part of the water, that part of the water? It's tough. So Allison has taken over the bath time. Occasionally I'll do it, but when my daughter was first born, I did a lot of the bath time. And as far as nighttime for going to sleep, Allison usually takes Andrew and gets him to bed, and I take Eva, and we are in the midst of reading, I think, the 9th book of the series of How to Train Your Dragon. So that's usually pretty good night getting the kids down.
Isn't it such an awesome thing to just snuggle up with your kids and read books? I mean, I sort of miss it now. My kids are, I'll occasionally do it with my youngest child, but usually the bear, the oldest one, is kind of in her own bed reading her own books, and just like solitary reading. And sometimes the younger one does as well, but she still likes to kind of be read to, or we trade off. We just finished a great book called Emma and the Blue Genie, where we traded off paragraphs or chapters. If she was getting tired, I would go a little longer. But that is such an amazing and still awesome time to spend with your kids. My buddy Tom Burns, who does some work with the Good Men Project, he started a campaign called Dads Read, like trying to hashtag it Dads Read, to encourage more dads to read to their kids at bedtime and at any time throughout the day, because so many studies show that it is mom's job to do story time and bedtime, and it's something that he and I and you guys, sounds like too, Drew, that trying to change that. We might not excel at bath time. I can definitely agree with you there, but story time is something that we can crush with ease. My girls, thankfully, I'm sort of enjoying the period. It's been showers only for a long time now, that they just take care of themselves. That's kind of the beauty of having kids that are a little bit older. They can just get in 15 minutes later, or 20 or 25 minutes if I have to bang on the door to get them out of the shower before the hot water's gone. you know, they're done and dried and in their pajamas and snuggled up and reading a book or something. It's pretty cool. Bedtime around here is 7 o'clock, though. Holy cow, Drew, that is early. And in the summer too, like when it's still super super bright, you can manage to get them down that early.
Yeah, they go hard all day and
what time do they wake up?
3:30 in the morning.
About 6. Yeah. Andrew was waking up a lot earlier.
That is not my life by any stretch of the imagination. I have what you call late sleepers. so that also translates to they go to bed pretty late. So our bedtime routine now, we have two. We have Mark, who is 6.5, and he gets into bath sometime between 7 and 8. He's in the bath, and he gets a bath every night. And then we get him to bed somewhere between 8:30 and 9. And he enjoys a half an hour of iPad time before bed. And Harper is in bath before Mark or after Mark. So it kind of depends on the night. And she's hardcore in bed by 8 and usually asleep by either 8:30 or 9, depending on where Mark is in his cycle. She has now kind of learned to wait up for him a little bit. And then they hardcore sleep until like 7:45. Like, we have to kind of shake Mark up in the morning. So we're trying to work on making his bedtime a little earlier because we're starting to see that he might be going to bed a little late. Which is funny because during the summer he has the same thing, which is just kind of blows bedtime off. He goes to bed at like 10 and then wakes up at 8, 9.
Holy cow.
We don't really do camp that well. but it's an interesting mix. There's definitely some story times and there's definitely bath times. And I, you know, me and my wife have a very, you know, fair share of the workload in terms of like either I'll do the bath one night, she'll do the bath the next night with the kids. And it works out really well. And I will say bath time is the funnest, but I am really trying to encourage my son, who is turning 7, to kind of get to the showering point. Mm. I really, at 7 years old, I think I was definitely showering at that point.
Yeah.
And I think it takes up a lot of time to run the bath, get it high enough where I can then wash him down and do all that stuff.
I never feel like anybody gets clean in a bath. Like, it the whole idea of a bath kind of grosses me out. Like, that you're in the same water and it totally skews me out. And I could never handle bath time. Just I have a degenerative back and like getting down on I've done it if my wife's away for business or not feeling well or whatever back in the day, but getting down on the floor and bending over and doing that stuff in a tub is definitely not my forte. I'm more of the I'll throw you a towel over the bar while you're showering so you can dry. I'm tall enough to do that. That's where I come in handy. But yeah, by 7, it seems like definitely would start making that transition and start falling in love with the idea of the shower. It's such a such a great thing. I take like 2 a day. I'm like the cleanest person ever. I wish I could get my kids to shower once a day. We do go like every other day, which totally grosses me out. That they don't want to be cleaner in their life. Because they stink, even though they're girls, man. They reek. It's like deodorant time for both of them. It's at that point. The youngest, oddly enough, the youngest more so. I mean, she's only 7, but she needs to put on deodorant every day because it's really gross.
Yeah, we don't have deodorant yet, thankfully. But my son stinks. That's why he's. I don't know how he smells. I don't know what this kid does during the day, and he is 7, so there's no second degree like hormones or anything.
Right,
he stinks. He is like, I don't get it. I don't get how dirty he gets. I give him a bath, and then I look at the ring around the bath that forms after he gets out of the bath, and I don't understand. He is like a magnet for dirt and smell, and he is. When they talk about like little kids that are 100% boys, he is 100% little boy. And I don't get it. I take him out of the bath and he's clean. Within 8 seconds, he's got marker all over his hands and his face. And I don't even understand that. How do you get marker on your face?
My youngest gets, she's eating and there's like food in her eyebrow. I'm like, how does that even happen?
Is that like Cookie Monster style? You know, like,
she two hands just shoving it in her face. I don't know. Okay. Hey, Drew, I know you have expressed before some trouble having your kids sometimes stay in bed, where it's you put them to bed, but then they're out of bed, and then you put them to bed, and then they're out of bed. How do you find
that?
Duct tape, yeah. To quote Mike Wazowski, I have a plan involving mostly spoons.
They're not super bad about it. The morning is the worst because he gets up super early, and he's getting better at it. He's sleeping a little bit later. But he gets up and he'll come like into our room, and you know, he wants a show. You know, I want a snack. Those are like his favorite lines. I want a show. I want a snack. I want a show. I want a snack. It's like, enough. So, yeah. But on some nights, you know, he had a little bit of a nap today. He fell asleep on me and then I fell asleep. So, you know, it was one of those days where we had another snow day. This is the third week in a row that we've had snow days, Monday and Tuesday, and they're back to school tomorrow. So this has been 3 weeks in a row, and I'm losing my mind with it. And, you know, because Eva's here, Allison's here, Andrew's here, and I'm going out shoveling snow and then watching the town just dump all of the snow on our front yard. And like, oh, God. I've had enough.
Yeah, I feel bad. You guys are getting the winter that we had last year. It was just felt like every week you're just getting dumped on.
Well, it seems to be like a serial Monday kind of thing. Just warm. Well, here's another Monday.
It is. And I put up a picture the other day. I was just like, you know, it's another Monday. I'm out here with a frozen beard again. You know, out there and snow blowing. It's crazy.
And I am hearing that on Friday or Saturday, you guys are getting another 2 inches, oh. And then they're talking about another snowstorm behind that.
Oh, yeah. As long as it doesn't mess up my train ride down on Sunday morning to New York for Toy Fair. Mm. If it does, I'm going to lose it.
Well, you know, I don't complain, because when the city gets snow, it shuts down for about an hour, and then it's all back to normal. Like, you should still always get takeout, except for this last snowstorm where they shut down the city. That kind of sucked. But, snow doesn't bother me.
I wanted to bring up something about just to get back into bedtime, something that we don't technically need, but something that we got recently sent to us, and it is so awesome to keep kids in their bed. And to get them to fall asleep peacefully. It's this new kind of duct tape that sings to them after you put it on their hand or on their wrist to their headboard. No, it is
called, that goes back to 50 Shades of Grey right there.
Yeah, that's yeah. So I'll just leave that alone. So it is it's called an ELO pillow, ELO pillow, and it's this
Hello,
and it's this. It does not speak. I wish it talked in a British accent. In fact, my youngest daughter she pulls out a really good British accent. She would love that. But it's a story time pillow that it comes loaded with a story cycle of a. It comes with a Clifford story and a couple others, and it's got this soft intro and then three or four like audiobook stories, and then an outro kind of musical or nature sound. It's like a 30-minute cycle, and it came preloaded with that. And then you can buy other kind of story sets for $6 each, $6.99 each. But they're amazing. She is in love with it. And again, she is not a child that needs – she is like clockwork. 8:15, 8:20, she's ready for bed.
And what time does she get up in the morning?
She's up early. She's usually the first one. She is my child. So my oldest daughter can stay up late and sleep late, like my wife. My youngest wants to be in bed early and is up early, getting her day started. In fact, just the other day, she was up at, God, what the heck? It must have been like 6:15 or something, 6:30, showered. Made her bed, dressed for school, possibly had breakfast as well. I can't really remember. And she's 7 and a half, and
I don't have
super proud of herself. Like there, all there's, already.
There's no doubt in my mind. In a year from now, my son will be doing that. There's no doubt that he will not be doing that. Like, there's no way on this God's green earth that he will get up in a year from now, get showered, get dressed on his own, eat his own breakfast, and be like, I'm ready for school. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going clinically insane with him, actually. Because she's having, like, the 6 and a half going on 26 streak about, like, total rebellion at home. It's really amazing. But, yeah, you know, we're going to work more on the bedtime routine. I do want to get into more reading with Harper like I used to with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mark used to get the book every night, and Harper's at the age where she now like gets what I'm saying to her, as opposed to just being a baby where it's like goo goo gaga.
Right.
So now she kind of gets it when we talk about things. So I know that when I read a book to her, she's kind of paying more and more attention to the pages. So yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, I hate when the kids jump into the bed in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And I'm so glad Mark doesn't do that anymore. Like, we got Mark out of that situation a long time ago. And I know we're just coming up on this phase with Harper where she might start doing this.
Right.
And I really am not looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't step by, whether it's my cats or my kids, anybody comes near me while I'm sleeping, because I'm like a fish. I flop all around, and if any movement is constricted, I'll wake up with a thigh that hurts, or my neck or my back. Like, I need to have, like, I'm a danger to myself and others while I'm sleeping. I'm like flopping back and forth, and my arms are going. It's amazing that my wife doesn't have bruises. We have a big enough bed, like we're far enough away from each other. But we would be candidates for like two twin beds, like old school style in the 50s, like with a little bedstand between us, just so nobody gets injured while I'm doing my middle of the night aerobics, sleepy aerobics exercises that I do. But yeah, kids in bed, it's a big no-no. I mean, it's really nice to get through all of those things. I mean, obviously, these stages of the life that I'm in with kids present different challenges, but it is I will take those over some of the younger stuff. You know, having independent kids that can get their own breakfast and get in and out of the shower in a reasonable amount of time. And sometimes my youngest will wake up. It's really cute. We were in a hotel somewhere. We'd been traveling a lot, so I have no idea where we actually were. But she woke up super early, and she's a huge reader. They both are. And she went into the bathroom, turned the light on, and shut the door, and cracked the door. And I woke up, and I'm like, totally. She's sitting on the floor of the bathroom under the sink, reading. Totally freaked me out because it's still dark outside. And I got up early to go to the gym at the hotel. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I didn't want to wake anybody up. I didn't want to turn the light on in the room. You know, we're in two double beds in one hotel room. So I came in here, and I was like, that not only is that just awesome and like super considerate, like that they're getting to the point where they can be considerate enough to, they want to do what they want to do, but they're not going to screw up everybody else by doing it. That's a really, really, it doesn't happen all the time. But that's a really beautiful stage of life to get to have that kind of awareness and compassion for your sleeping family. But I would recommend, I mean, this is not sponsored by Elo Pillow at all. They did send me one, and I helped up our friends at Life of Dad when they were doing a campaign with them. I was jumped on a Twitter party at one point last year. It is an awesome, awesome pillow that she, who does not need help going to sleep or staying in her own bed, adores, absolutely adores this thing, listening to these stories. She loves it. If you need a kid to stay in bed at bedtime, it's definitely a good investment for sure, for your sanity, for sure.
Yeah, I think keeping your kids in bed is crucial to a happy life, and a happy life is a happy wife, and a happy wife is a happy life. I think keeping the kids out of the bed is crucial. Actually started this policy of closing our door at night. We still have the baby monitor, so we hear what's going on. Mm-hmm. We actually started the closed door routine of, like, if the door is closed, you guys can't come in. Now, this would be an amazing trick if my daughter ever came in, because she's still in a crib.
So right.
I think she figured out how to ninja her way out yet, and she hasn't, even though she's 23 months old, which is a little shocking because Mark figured it out like 16, 17 months.
Had wow.
to climb out of the crib. Oh, yeah. He did that early. We had like... At the time, it was still legal to put a crib tent over the thing, and we got one of those like the next day. We're like, no, you can't climb out of the crib. This is not okay. We climbed out of the crib, and we didn't know he climbed out of the crib, but all we heard was a giant like thud hitting the ground, and we're like, what was that? And
yeah.
like, 2 seconds later, in comes our room, is like,
yeah, that thud is the international sign for, I figured out how to climb out of my crib.
Oh, man, the next day we were at Bye Bye Baby buying a crib tent. And was, you know, this was 5-6 years ago when they were still legal.
Right.
You can't find them. Now they're like black underground market kind of things to find those things.
Yeah.
But, because of the recalls and all the safety hazards with them. But whatever it is, I loved it. It worked great for Mark. It kept him in his crib until we gave him, like, we pulled off the crib and made it a convertible small bed, and then he was fine. But now we have a new rule with him is, like, if you go get your iPad, you have to take care of yourself until our door is open. When our door is open, you can then come in and do what you want, but door closed. And this has definitely kept my sanity in check for a lot longer than I actually thought. But yeah, it's hard, you know, bedtime routine is really crucial, and we've been very seasonal about it. Like during the school year, we get on a school year schedule. During vacations, it's instantly off. Like we do whatever you want. And then summertime, it's like, depends on if we have camp or no camp, but we're very seasonal about it and we go with the flow. And I think the hardest time of the year for a kid's bedtime is any time after one of the daylight savings kind of waves. That just kills us. Whatever, falling back or skipping forward or whatever you're doing, that time change just puts a nail in a coffin for us for at least a month. You know.
Oh wow, really? Yeah. We struggle going. We find ourselves out on the West Coast often, or have over the last couple of years, and that's rough. The 3 hours, either the first couple of days there or the first couple of days back, but it's usually only a few days for us to get back into a rhythm. But I don't remember daylight savings time in impacting us very much. But I wanted to ask you guys, so when you get the kids to bed officially and they're actually asleep, what do you guys do? Are you lay in bed next to each other on your phones? That's what my wife and I tend to do a lot.
This is the time that me and Suzanne actually do dinner. So we
actually, oh, really?
Yeah, we do two dinners. We do the kids' dinner.
Okay.
Which is like almost like throwing, you know, pig trough food out there. Like, okay, hey guys, get this. And like stand back as they like, you know, feed themselves and then clean up after them. And then me and Suzanne finally, like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, we're finally sitting down and having our first bites of dinner. And we're kind of mellowing into some amazingly crappy TV. Like last night was The Bachelor and I want to put two guns to my head.
Oh, wow.
That is the worst night for me when it's The Bachelor night. But that's what we do. It's a great time.
What about you, Drew? When the kids are in bed at 7 or that is incredible.
We start around 7 and we're not usually done until about 8 o'clock, and then when 8 o'clock rolls around, we start hitting the DVR. And we're not both on our phones in bed. We're both on our phones on the couch while we're watching things on the DVR. Or I'm playing Wii U, and we're watching TV. There are some shows that we
at the same watch time? Together.
Yeah.
You play the Wii U and you watch something.
Well, you play it on the small screen.
I play on the small screen. That's what that screen is for.
Yeah, but how can you watch a show if you're watching? If you're playing
really
the game,
watching the show, or you're not really playing the game. Either way.
Yeah, I'm more watching the show than playing the game, because like most of the time that I ever play anything is kind of that game that we always talk about, and
not say its name this episode.
Yes, I don't want to start another long conversation about it, but anyway, I play that because I played it so often, and it's usually just muscle memory because I'm doing is leveling up characters at that point, because you know, so
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of bedtime.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to close this out on. So we hope you write to us and tell us what your bedtime routines is. If you have any questions, if we could help, we're not experts by any trained imagination. We do know a lot of experts, and we would be glad to help. So reach out to us at dad.fm on Twitter. On Facebook, you find us dad.fm. And you could tweet me, I'm Adam Cohen, at dadrocks on Twitter.
And I'm Drew Bennett. I'm Ben Spark on Twitter.
I'm Jeff Bogle at OWTK. Yeah, let us know if you have any, if you need recommendations for books, best books to snuggle up with by age group. We've got kids along for the very young to the tween years. So we could definitely give you some picks if you need some good bedtime book suggestions. Hit us up.
All right. Well, see you guys soon. And remember, this is our new format. Under 30 minutes, since this one's a little over 20 minutes. But, you know, hey, thanks so much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Bye-bye.